Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Romance Bookmark with Renee Bernard. Tonight, I have Cynthia Eden on the show. So she's brilliant and remembers things that even I don't, which is awesome. Welcome.
This isn't so Cynthia Eden.
What?
No, this is Jenna Black. No wonder I didn't get the reminder.
Jenna, I'm so sorry. Oh, that's just wrong.
Okay, let's start this off really well.
Welcome to my nightmare. Jenna, how are you? I never see. We used to sit together at every book signing because I was lucky enough, right, with the letters, and you sat next to me, and I was like, this is awesome. And then you got, you know, I think you outgrew me. And you decided you didn't need to sit next to me at book signings. And I've decided not to take it personally. But I accidentally called you because I'm looking at the wrong piece of paper.
Oh, that's okay. I'm sure you knew who I was for the last 5 minutes we've been talking.
Yeah, because we're talking. But I was looking at the wrong dumb piece of paper. I'm so sorry. But no, we sat together. Do you, I mean, you do remember that, right? I mean, you haven't.
I remember the ice cubes.
Thank you. The little people. I'm one of the little people, but yeah. No, the ice cubes is weird, isn't it? And I got mocked for that.
Why would you get mocked for it? I thought it was, I mean, it's memorable. I remember that. I mean, I remember
Thank
YouTube.
You.
The ice cubes. They were,
somebody
I was going to say they were cool, but that's probably not a good thing to say because that sounds like a joke.
Well, no. But somebody told me that it looked like I was selling deli products. I put my books on ice because I was trying to indicate how hot they were.
Yes.
Right.
They did not look like deli products. Don't worry.
Thank you. Thank you very much. All right. So we were talking about indie, and then I said the depressing thing about somebody told me that there were 250,000 new books published in the last 90 days. And that feels sadly very real.
but I
don't know. It still feels like I'm excited about. I mean, are you excited about the indie pro? I mean, about what you're doing and about self-pubbing, and are you jazzed or
yes.
What do you think?
Oh, I'm thrilled with it. The latest thing I self-pubbed was a book called The Gifted Dead, which is a book that I failed to sell in New York because everybody said they didn't know how to market it, which I understand because it's kind of one of those things that's not in a standard, understandable genre. And it's the kind of thing that, you know, just three or four years ago even, I would have written this book that I loved and I would have nothing to do with it because the New York publishers didn't know how to sell it. And so now I can put it out myself. It doesn't mean that I necessarily know how to sell it, but I can, you know, at least find some audience for it. Even if it's maybe not, you know, the whole world or anything, but it's something I can do with that book that I couldn't do before. And that's just very exciting and very empowering. It allows me to write things that maybe I'm not sure are going to have a market because it's not a waste of time.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm incredibly excited about it.
Well, it's freedom. I mean, everybody I talk to, I think the number one thing they talk about is that freedom for their creativity, for deciding whether or not a book is a green light. Do you know what I mean? Like there's nobody else in the kitchen telling you, no, oh, that's too dark. Oh, that's, nope, you can't have that kind of hero. Or, oh, no, that story's not going to work. And then you get to decide.
Exactly. So and if you're passionate enough about it to want to write it, then you can. And, I mean, especially for people like you and me who have, you know, sold books enough that we have a name, so we do have some fans out there already.
Yes.
It gives us a platform that we would not have had otherwise and gives us an opportunity to take chances that we might not have taken before.
Exactly. No, I think that, and now you're saying you pitched that one to New York, because it's the same thing. I mean, the last series, it was like one that I threw out there, and I swear it was like I was speaking, you know, Klingon or something. They just look at you, and then you're like, but it's good. It'll be, I really want to
this one was. This one was amazingly frustrating. More editors wanted to buy this book than have wanted any of my other books. They wanted it. It's just their marketing department looked at it and said, wait a minute, it's an epic fantasy set in the contemporary world. We don't know what to do with that because there isn't any such thing. And so,
right. You
know, there's the editorial loved it, but there's always, you know, in book publishing, there's the commercial side of it, too. You've got to know how to sell it. And they've got to believe that they can figure it out. And they didn't believe that.
Isn't it? No, they did. But isn't it frustrating how do you feel when somebody says, oh, we're looking for the next big thing? In other words, the next new thing, right?
Yeah.
But if you come up with something new, it's kind of a heartbreaker, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
That's what they want.
That was kind of how I felt about this, and especially that, you know, the editors saw it as, ooh, that's the thing, and but then it was still, and one thing that happens is just New York Publishing has always been a little bit on the conservative side, but I think they've gotten even more conservative now. They're shrinking.
Well, fear is never a good fear is never an encouraging creative state to be in.
No.
If you're in a fearful place. And,
yeah.
And I really think that New York is in a fearful state of mind right now.
I think so, and I don't blame them. It's a very different world than it was not that long ago.
No, and it's shifting sand.
Fear from us onto them, because now we have that control that we never used to have. So it's all very exciting. I mean, I still love
it is.
New York, but I like having options.
Yes. Are you doing the coalition thing? Are you joining up now with other authors for marketing? Do you find that you're doing that more and more with the anthology? Are you going the anthology route somewhat? Or what do you think?
I haven't done a whole lot of that. I have been involved in a group project that I can't actually talk about. So, but I will tell you I've been involved in one.
Okay.
More will
be
revealed about this in future. But
awesome. Awesome.
Yeah.
So it's like
just
I
a little
can't tell you
there.
I have to kill you.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm writing that down. Secret. Okay. So... all right. Well, no hints of any kind, or do you want
to? I can tell you it's new adult. Trying out, and that's another, you know, one of those things that I wouldn't have tried if I was not free to do self-publishing and try things that I don't know if they're going to work, because that was a whole experiment for me to try this genre that I had never tried. And
I accidentally misunderstood what new adult was.
Uh-huh.
Really, just the word adult instantly hints at something.
Yes.
And young adult, I thought, okay, that's 13 to 19.
Yeah, about.
Sort of.
Yeah.
I thought. And then I stupidly thought that new adult was something like 17 to 24. Like it was like the next phase after young adult was new adult.
That's pretty much what it is. It's just it's a lot edgier than a lot of the young adult as a general rule.
Okay.
But yeah, that's just a different age group. You know, an age group that used to be completely neglected because for some reason publishers didn't think college age heroes and heroines sold. So they didn't publish them. And suddenly
not unless you're in an historical. If you're in a historical for a long, long time, everybody was between the ages, or at least the women.
The
heroines are 18 to 20. They're right in that zone. They're always matched up with somebody in his late 20s, early 30s, or even older.
Yep.
In historical, anyway. But so new adult is what I thought it was, which is that emerging college age, still trying to find your way in the world, still, you know, finding your feet.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Ah, okay. And it's epic.
You knew more than you did.
Normal. Yeah, I'm like, well, but I think that it has been neglected. That was like a black hole. Do you think it's because they mistakenly believe that romance readers are older in the majority?
That's probably one of the reasons, but, you know, this is New York we're talking about. It was probably, you know, sometime somebody published a big fanfare-filled romance with a hero and heroine that age, and it flopped. Therefore, you know, it will never again work. That would be my guess.
Yes.
Because that
it failed once, we can never go there again.
Yeah, but then because they're self-publishing, there are people who were, you know, able to try it again without fearing that they're going to risk their careers, and found the audience. Because the audience is out there, it's just perhaps a little more difficult to find. And with the advent of e-publishing, it becomes a little easier. There are different ways to find audiences now. So
that's true.
That helps everybody.
I think it's a wonderful, I mean, I'm enjoy. I think it's like any new emerging industry. I think you have sort of that, the bubble, and then, but I think that the talent, I think the people, you'll be left standing. Do you know what I mean? Like if you hang in there, you almost win through seniority and talent and perseverance and all those great things.
Yep.
And the people that want to just say they wrote a book and write practically, you know, grocery lists and publish it and call it a book, I think they'll fade. I think readers will start to get more discerning. All right, so I'm going to ask you then, have you seen this list of the horrible covers, or do you pay attention to some of the nightmare, the fun, like, where did this cover come from contests?
I have not. You mean, I'm familiar with some horrible covers, like, you know, the famous three-armed heroine cover. Was that?
I see.
The hero or the heroine who had three arms? Whatever. I've heard of some of them, and I've seen some of
the hand
horrible
in the
covers. Yeah.
Oh, Jenna. Oh, I must tell you, there's some comedy out there that then you have yet. I'm just going to say three words to you, and those three words you'll never forget. Then you'll look that book up online, right? You'll pop it open on your, go ahead, this will be fun. And then I swear to God, you'll just, wow. It's called, this one won last year for the worst cover in the history of history, by the way. It's The Haunted Vagina. That's right, write that down.
Okay.
I am finding with indies that I think there's a whole new world of fun that we have yet to uncover, and I think that
I'm still traumatized picturing what that cover might look like.
As bad as you think it is, when you see it, it's worse. You can't unsee it. You can't unsee. But I'm telling you, you have to go take a peek.
Okay.
This has been so much fun. All right, so real quick, what's out now? You have to say, and your website.
Okay, my website is really shocking here, www.jennablack.com.
That's
my
hard.
Current,
that's hard.
I know, isn't it? Well, at least it's not CynthiaEden.com. I'm never going to let you live that down, by the way.
No, that's good. At the next book signing, you can throw ice at me.
Yeah.
Oh, my
God.
Okay. All right. JennaBlack.com. And then book that's out, go.
The Gifted Dead, which is the book that I've been talking about. It's a contemporary epic fantasy called, we pitched it as Game of Thrones meets House of Cards. And
I
speaking
love it.
Of self-pub covers, this one is really good, if I do say so myself, because I love my cover artist, and I want to plug her for anybody who wants to do self-help thing.
Cool.
Yeah, it's a Seedlings Design Company is the name of her company.
Oh, she's
so anybody who sees that cover will want to go look at it.
She's not responsible for the haunted vagina. She's a friend of mine.
No,
oh,
no, she's not.
Oh, my God. All right, well, I'm supposed to wrap it up. We ran out of time. So, everybody, thank you so much. And what a crazy evening this has been. And obviously, I'm just juggling a little too much. And Jenna caught me out at it. That's the first time I've ever done that. 5 years. And thank you. That's the first time that has ever happened. So, yay.
I was
Alzheimer's.
Your first. How sweet.
Welcome to Alzheimer's. Yes, welcome. All right. Good night, Christmas. Everybody, and thank you for listening to the Romance Bookmark. Everybody stay safe and warm out there, and I'll see you next Tuesday for more. Good night.
This show brought to you by Circle of Seven Productions, www.cosproductions.com. Please be sure to subscribe, and welcome to our circle.